18-year-old Byron Perez is a senior this year at Central Falls High School, and he remembers when teachers were fired en masse before the start of his freshman year. He says the school was in an uproar.
Things were kind of crazy. We got dismissed at 3. Everything was just hectic, you know, classes, everything.
It was bad for the teachers, too. English teacher Richard Kinslow says it was the worst experience of his career after nearly 2 decades in Central Falls.
My reputation was sullied. I was trounced in the press by people in the district who should have been supporting teachers. We were fired in the most publicly humiliating way. We were all rehired. It was insane. It was just absolutely a mess.
Perez remembers days when teachers didn't show up for classes and fights became common in school hallways. But as he leans against a low stone wall outside the school, he says things are a lot calmer today.
Now everything's settled. Everything's, you know, everything's all good. It's like everything's back in control. It's like, it's kind of a relief.
And Central Falls students have started to make gains. They've raised the graduation rate from a dismal 52% to 70%. Math scores nearly doubled in the last year, and fewer teachers are now calling in sick. Principal Joshua LaPlante says he believes the faculty is finally on the same page, working together to improve the school. LaPlante is a former biology teacher.
So for however many years, we've been a low-achieving, non-improving school, and we can refer to the times where we all felt very comfortable, because when I started here, we were all very comfortable, but our students were not making any gains.
But LaPlante is the first to admit Central Falls High has a long way to go. Even with the increase in math scores, only a small percentage of students are considered proficient. And that's not unusual, says Maria Ferguson from the Center for Education Policy. She's been watching turnaround efforts around the country, and she says improving test scores at the high school level is complicated. You have to factor in students' personal problems.
And then on top of that, you layer the complexity of trying to teach math to a lot of kids who probably don't have those skills at the early level that really will support math instruction in high school. And, you know, it is not easy.
And after 3 years, the federal funding for Central Falls' turnaround effort has run out. That means the school no longer gets a yearly $1.3 million boost in federal funding to help turn the school around. School officials have already rolled back a longer school day because it proved too expensive.
All right, here we go. All aboard.
These days, the hallways at Central Falls High are noisy as Richard Kinslow ushers ninth graders into his English class, but most of the students appear well-behaved. Still, Kinslow says discipline is a challenge.
Teachers are swore at all the time. They're told to shut up. Two have been threatened that I know of this year. I'll F you up, you know, that kind of stuff.
The school understands there are still problems, and administrators say they're working on it. About half of the original faculty from before the firings remains at Central Falls High, according to the district. A survey conducted by the Education Alliance at Brown University found that in the last year, teachers' attitudes have become more positive. So 3 years later, test scores are improving, so is teacher morale, and officials say they're committed to staying the course on their high school turnaround. They're hoping partnerships with local businesses, nonprofits, and Rhode Island College will help move the school forward, even without the extra funding from the federal government. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.